from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Johnny B.
I'm riveted to the score. It's the last bastion of talk radio because you can just have conversation and you can let people talk and get an opinion. You know, local radio, that's it.
Afternoons on the Score.
All the corners have been very competitive to go against, and I think that, you know, continues to build. But I would definitely say Jalen Johnson it does a great job. He is a tremendous quarterback. And, you know, going against him every single day, you know, getting reps against him, it has continued to sharpen my game. And I think, you know, he's just very patient. He's very patient. You know, he has to catch up speed to be able to run with you and break up balls. And he's very savvy as well. So, you know, he's a complete cornerback.
Roma Dunze with Dan and Lawrence earlier today. We'll hear a little bit from Rome here in just a second. It's fun to hear Rome back on the station. Good job by those guys.
Yeah, Rome with us, famously on draft night being told that Johnny Morris's career record was in reach.
In like 3 years. He's really, really good.
In a career?
That's it right there.
In a career.
So yeah, Rome's a very solid young man. Like we've heard, I'll never forget the conversation we had with Brock Huard.
Yeah.
Where he was like, that's a Washington alum and a guy who covers Washington football and has talked to him a bunch and interacted with a bunch of things off the field and was just blown away by the human that he had gotten to know. And looking forward to getting to know Rome in this town in that way.
Yeah, I mean, all the early impressions are pretty damn incredible on the guy. And, you know, I agree with what Lauren said earlier. He's like, if Caleb wasn't here, we'd be talking so much about Rome.
Mm-hmm.
It's a top 10 pick wide receiver. It was their own pick that allowed them to draft him and all of the things and the upgrade that it was required. But the true specialness is that he's paired with Caleb.
Yeah, no, I agree. Let me get to something far more important. Best bet that anyone has ever paid off on this show? I mean, this is remarkable. Shane, Tanny,
Danny. Don't hurt yourself patting yourself on the back.
I don't think I can. I think it just feels good to pat myself on the back this much. This is an incredible shellfish tower and sushi spread and lobster roll spread from the fine folks at Shaw's Crab House. Go to Shaw's, everybody, right here in Chicago or in Schaumburg as well.
What do you think, Shane? Best in the history of the show?
I mean, notoriously, you guys never really pay off your bets with each other.
What?
So I think, like, this is the one that was paid off.
Right.
You don't pay it off to Wani. Wani doesn't pay it off to you. You don't pay your margarita bet off with Joakim Noah. Yeah.
He owes me.
Okay. Well, you think Joakim Noah is going to come chasing you down, wanting to go out for margaritas?
No, I don't.
Yeah, but this was a very good one. The sushi's incredible.
Sushi's incredible. I didn't know their sushi was that good. I had no idea.
All right.
It's very fresh.
We should have made more bets.
Yep.
Should have made more bets.
Yeah, well, you missed your chance. Good luck.
Shane, would you like to lead us in a champagne toast?
Not really, no. I'll hold up. You guys lead it. Tomorrow is for us sharing in the leading of toasts, I think.
Oh, yeah, okay. Right. No, you can't have two minutes. You can't have emotions back-to-back days. I'm sorry.
Tell you what I'll do. I'll lead the toast.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, thank you to Shaw's for the champagne.
This is to me for getting the shellfish tower bet paid off.
And buying every dinner we've ever had.
Yes, it's for me for picking up the tab on dinner and for always taking care of the lunch when I fail to deliver a parody song last year and in every year and in future years as well. And to the show as well. I'll throw the show in there.
Cheers.
Some good
to the show.
Cheers.
And to the mob. That was unnecessary. Delicious.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Got more room at Dunze if we want it.
No, we're going to get to it, Tanny.
Yeah, I'm sure we will.
Yeah, we're going to get to it. Fine. Rome. Hey, man. We could have just announced tomorrow. All sorts of chaos here. Yeah, Roma Dunze with Dan and Lawrence.
He gets it.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry.
I'm going to tell you why he gets it.
Well, because of Jalen Johnson.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, but you don't know. You don't know.
Are you distracted, Danny?
Listen.
Yeah, let's tighten it up here. So, we love Kevin Jenkins, right? We love
shucking oysters over there.
You said shucking, right?
I did say shucking.
Okay, I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
I wouldn't put anything else past him, though.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Not with how good those oysters are.
I mean, some people love oysters, is all I'm saying. So you don't know what's happening.
What are we doing here?
Tevin Jenkins is our guy. And good friend of the show and friend of Mark Grody's. And Tevin Jenkins famously was surprised to learn something about Chicago at his introductory press conference.
Do you guys have a skyscraper?
You remember that?
Yes.
He was like, what? You have a skyscraper? Yeah. And we're like, Tevin, yes, man. We're a big city. We're a major metropolitan city. Third biggest market in the country. Yeah, we got skyscrapers.
Yeah.
Roma Dunze was talking about his time on a boat. We're on a boat. And he
in the
was,
downtime, have you had a chance to enjoy the city really at all yet? And if so, what's been your favorite thing?
You know, I did get to go down a few times. I went down to a sushi spot called Miro. It was really nice. It was on the side of a building. That was really cool to be a part, to be able to go see. The rookies went downtown and did a little tour on a boat. That was pretty cool as well. But definitely haven't gotten down to the city to really enjoy it as a whole and really, you know, see some of the things and eat some of the food that I've been looking at. But here and there.
Did you guys do the river or the lake?
We did the lake tour, so we didn't get to go through the entire river tour like the architecture one, but we kind of just went out on the lake and got to see the skyline.
Rome, I'm telling you that even as I'm a lifelong Chicagoan, the river architectural tour is a must. It'll give you like a really great like history of the city, and you'll see it from a different perspective. I think it's a touristy thing to do, but I think even citizens of Chicago should do that once a year.
Yeah, no, I've heard a lot of recommendations to go do it, and I think it's something that's special, man. Not a lot of cities have that, you know, skyscrapers rolling through right through the river. So, yeah, definitely got to tap in with that at some point.
Dude, he noticed the skyscrapers. He is ahead of Tevin Jenkins.
It's hard to miss him.
Yeah, as a rookie. No, I mean, Tevin didn't know.
Yeah.
Rome is ahead of the game. He's more advanced as a Bears rookie than Tevin Jenkins. I can say that with authority.
Higher draft pick. I think it's like one of the scouting terms. The combine. 40, three-cone drill, bench press.
Skyscraper identification.
Skyscraper identification and awareness of major metropolitan areas.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Right.
And then we loved this one. This is a good question from Dan. And by the way, listen to Dan's excitement as he asks the question. He's really proud of it, which is adorable, always. And then see if you can listen in the background and guess what's happening in the background as Rome gives the answer.
No, this is Vegas recommendations.
Oh,
yeah,
my
we
bad.
Bumped out with that clip. You know, it's funny. Usually the penultimate episodes are often the best in shows. I think of Sopranos, Blue Comet. I think of Ozymandias, Breaking Bad. This penultimate, Parkinson Spiegel, bad. It's real bad. This is Dan Bernstein. They're going to Circa. We couldn't go because Danny wouldn't let us
sorry
go.
About that. But I'm just going to go back to the show. Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
I say, pass the crab.
Yeah, so I'm right here. So this is Dan asking Rome Adunze for Vegas recommendations. I thought this was helpful.
You know, I would say, you know, the strip is always cool, but definitely hit some of the spots on the outskirts. Red Rock Casino is on the outskirts. It's fun. Got movies, bowling, different things. I really like the Cirque du Soleil shows. Those are a lot of fun as well. Kind of a hidden gem that's been there for a while.
Amazing. All right, couple things.
Let me get this straight. Roman Dunze recommended the strip.
No, he said off the strip.
Yeah. But the first thing he said was the strip.
Yeah,
was cool.
He said the strip's cool.
And the hidden gem that is Cirque du Soleil
is incredible.
One of those hidden gems.
I also love the idea of Dan, who hates the casinos on the strip.
Yeah,
being like, ooh, an off-strip casino. That's where I want to go.
With bowling?
Yeah.
I'm so in. Yeah, I'm Dan Bernstein, and I would like to bowl at a casino off the strip. Oh, hell yeah.
Maybe get a little putt-putt. I can't think of a recommendation.
All he wants to do is go to Rod Marinelli's daughter's restaurant. That's all Bernstein wants to do.
Which is a lovely restaurant.
I know.
It's a great restaurant.
But he should discover other things,
yeah,
possibly.
I agree.
I would recommend the hidden gem that is Cirque du Soleil. I mean, because... I mean, nobody's talking about. You know what nobody's talking about is Cirque du Soleil.
No one ever talks about that in
Yeah.
Vegas.
Also, there's a magician who's sometimes there. His name is David Copperfield.
Yeah.
I think you'd really like that show.
You guys ever see that fountain out there?
Yeah.
The Bellagio?
Yeah. I don't know if Caesar really lived in his palace, but that's a pretty good one, too.
Cirque du Soleil shows, those are a lot of fun as well. Kind of a hidden gem that's been there for a while.
Yeah. That's awesome. I mean, right, why are you asking Rome for Vegas stuff, man? What's
going
on?
He's from there.
So you're telling me we bumped out with the one I was most excited about, huh? We already heard that one.
That's on me, so sorry for playing a clip on the radio show.
Seriously. I had crab in his ears.
Tanny.
I think that was the problem.
Yeah. I was dealing with champagne and shrimp and lobster and such.
Yeah. It was a beautiful toast, though.
And are we saying we don't believe that they asked Rome about Vegas? Like, we are the kings of creating content for ourselves.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, oh, God, that just dawned on me. I'm not going to be on the next trip to Circa with you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, whose fault is that?
Mine.
Yeah.
It's 100% mine.
And it's also yours that we're not going. I know Tanny said that, but this is two times in a row for the midday show. Normally, we alternate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But there's another one. There's another trip very possibly happening in the fall.
Maybe.
I have no idea what show or time slot or even
if
stage.
Vegas is still there. Who even knows?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Is Danny taking Vegas with him?
Vegas itself, kind of a hidden gem that's been there for a while.
Dude, they have blackjack. They got blackjack in Vegas.
It's a hidden gem.
People don't know.
Blackjack's a hidden gem in all casinos. It's been there for a while.
Yeah. I mean, the slots.
Those are not in.
No. They're just
those are right out in front.
They're in front. They're in back. Yeah. They're in the airport.
Yeah, the slots are like, you know, like a single entendre. You know what I mean? It's like overt. It's right there.
Yeah, it's
There's
obvious.
No vagaries whatsoever.
Yeah.
In that regard.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh. I'm convinced that was Jalen Johnson laughing in the background when Rome said, who's the most difficult guy to cover?
Yeah.
The difficult guy covering him.
I should be Jalen Johnson.
I think so.
He's the best corner on the team.
Yeah, he is.
Is the corner. But yeah, I also think that it's possible that Jalen was in the background there hearing Rome Adunze.
That's what I'm saying.
Give that answer. I think it's possible.
This is a good show.
I get the show. Should we take the shellfish tower out of here?
No. I don't know, man.
I can get sentimental and make Shane uncomfortable in the next segment. Want me to do that?
I would cancel this show. Myself.
You don't want to go out with your best.
You know what I think? I think, much like you said the other day, we've worked together long enough. You know?
Yeah, can we finally allude to
that was the best.
Yeah.
That was the best. Because you were saying, Speaks, it was
it was
advance of the Canton game, the Hall of Fame game. You're like, you wanted to say, Speaks, you've worked with me long enough to know certain things. But instead you said, Speaks, you've worked with me long enough. And I went, yep. Yeah. I sure have.
Yeah. Yeah, that was...
That's a big part of the production for tomorrow's Shiva.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's a Shiva. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're doing Shiva's a beautiful thing. It really is.
Well, it can be. I don't know if it will be tomorrow.
Well, if this is any indication, it's going to be classy and well handled.
Yeah, nothing from this show is going to be replayed tomorrow for best of.
Well, there's too much shellfish for
Shiva.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
There's too much shellfish for all these Jews.
That would not work at the Shiva. It's a good thing we did shellfish. Bring the bacon in here as well.
Yeah, hell yeah.
As long as we're doing it.
Do we have any food coming tomorrow? Do I have to handle anything on that end?
Well, we're all going out to lunch tomorrow.
Right, but like on the dinner end.
On the dinner end.
Like 5 or 6 hours in between.
Well, the show's only until 5, so okay. we can figure something out.
Okay.
No, I'm just done with you guys right at 5. I'm just out the door.
I think we're doing we'll do a toast afterwards again.
Oh. Okay.
You know? I don't know. Something like that. But we can bring some food in for dinner, dessert maybe. Later in the show.
Who are we kidding? There's going to be a lot of shellfish left over. You know? We'll just leave it out here for another 24, 36 hours.
Yeah, it only gets Molly's not here tomorrow. We can leave food in there.
It only gets better.
Oh. That'd be a hell of a way for us to go out if he was here. Just leave him 16-hour shellfish. All right, what are we going to do? I'll make Shane uncomfortable. We got a Bears report at 4 o'clock. Dave wants that in an hour. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.